Investment flash.
Tech is selling off. Oil is spiking. Japan is fleeing. Buckle up, buddy. This is Investment Flash.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, July 8th, the London edition. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald.
Marie, did you catch Samsung? Profits jumped 19 times and the stock fell 7%. Gerald, your sell the tech call yesterday looking pretty good right now.
Yeah, well, the market's a forward-looking beast. The semiconductor ETF lost another 3.8% last session. That's 11% in a week. The memory glut is real.
Hold on. Samsung's profit surge is no fluke. The sell-off might be overdone. And Nikkei's reporting that CPUs are now the center of AI. Intel down 20% in a week? That's a buying opportunity, not a sell.
Intel? Buddy, that's a falling knife. But I do see the dip buyers circling. UniSuper, the big Aussie pension fund, says they'll buy any pullback in US tech. That's serious conviction.
Right. A pension fund with a 30-year horizon says they'll buy dips. Groundbreaking. Tom, the semiconductor ETF is still up over 100% from its 52-week low. There's a lot of air beneath it.
Yeah, but the NASDAQ 100 ETF is only 5% off its high. If institutional money follows UniSuper, this dip gets bought fast.
All right, but let's talk macro. Oil spiked over 4% on Iran tensions. The U.S. oil fund is up 58% year to date. The dollar strengthening. That's a real tightening shock.
Right. And the long duration Treasury ETF is 2% above its 52-week low. Oil spikes like this can kill growth. And with the Fed silent, maybe Powell is backed into a corner.
Forget bonds. The yen is collapsing and Japanese companies are piling into Bitcoin and XRP. Short yen positions highest since 2007. Gerald, your bond doom loop is back, but this time it's in Tokyo.
Ah, the yen doom loop. JGB yields near 3%, fiscal fears, and now corporate crypto. It's a mess, but Bitcoin is a hedge. That's a gamble.
Wait, I'm going to push back. This isn't just speculation. If Japanese firms are truly diversifying treasuries into non-yen assets, that's a structural shift. But crypto is volatile. It's risky.
Risky, but XRP is mentioned too. The narrative is gaining real adoption. I like the trade.
All right, Tom. Just don't bet the farm on magic internet money.
Exactly. But speaking of structural shifts, a WSJ piece out of Finland, consumers are scared of spyware and kill switches in Chinese EVs. That's a trust barrier that could stall BYD and NIO's European push.
BYD is up 14% in a week, though. The market isn't pricing in that fear yet.
Not yet. But if those concerns spread beyond Finland, I'd short into strength. Sell BYD here.
And Tesla could benefit. It's down 8% year to date. If Chinese EVs lose European share, Tesla picks it up. That's a medium-term play.
See, that's a trade. Sell BYD, buy Tesla on the trust barrier. Marie, you should write that up.
Meanwhile, Hong Kong stocks are rallying. The Hang Seng up 2.4% on easing lockup fears. The Hong Kong ETF is cheap, only 7% above its low.
But Momenta's IPO was a dud. Muted debut after a $750 million raise. Appetite for Chinese tech is fragile. So what is it? Risk on or risk off?
It's dispersion. The market can't decide. That's why I like Gerald's Pakistan trade. At least there's a structural edge.
Right. Pakistan is forcing domestic banks to Islamic finance by 2028. But foreign banks like Standard Chartered and Citigroup can offer both. StanChart trades at 10 times forward earnings and is up 3.7% in a week.
That's a value catalyst. I'm actually with you on that, Gerald.
Even a stopped cock.
Oh, that's brutal.
He's not wrong, but Pakistan risk is real. Dollar strength could hammer their currency. I'd want to hedge.
Of course you would, Marie.
All right, let's get back to the most original take today. Nikkei's piece on CPUs at the center of AI. As inference grows, Intel, AMD, and ARM could re-rate. They've been beaten down, but that shift isn't priced in.
I agree. Beaten down semis with a catalyst. I'm buying that dip.
Wait. Tom, you just said Intel was a falling knife. Now you're buying.
No, I said the market's overdone. If the CPU narrative takes hold, it's get in early or miss the move. The risk-reward is asymmetric.
But the bear case, AI demand could be slowing across the board. If hyperscalers cut CapEx, even CPUs will feel the chill.
Exactly. The memory glut is a canary in the coal mine.
Fair enough, but if the shift to inference and edge computing is real, CPUs are a better bet than GPUs at these prices. I'd rather be early.
Okay, let's synthesize. Today's signals reveal three colliding themes: an AI hangover, a geopolitical risk premium, and Japanese capital flight.
And the dip buyers are genuine, but the semiconductor ETF is still up 108% from its lows. The sell-off could have legs.
If AI demand really rolls over, dip buyers get run over. Plus, oil spike can cause demand destruction, the last thing this fragile market needs.
And here's what's missing from the press: the Fed. Oil at these levels and a strong dollar are a stealth tightening. If the market starts pricing an oil-induced pause, long duration could rip. The Treasury ETF is a crowded short.
Nobody's talking about EM debt either. The dollar near its 52-week high should be crushing frontier bonds, but it's quiet. That's a risk blind spot.
So, the cleanest trade, long volatility. The VIX at 16 isn't pricing these tail risks. And a spread, short the semiconductor ETF against long Intel or AMD, playing the CPU pivot against the memory glut.
Right.
Exactly.
That's the play.
I'm with you, Gerald. That's a disciplined way to play the cross currents.
Agreed, but I'm still long Bitcoin on that yen collapse.
Of course you are.
As always, none of this is investment advice, just our take on the day's signals.
If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or go to investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We'll be back later today for the New York edition at 9 a.m. New York time.
See you then. That's a lot.
And don't forget the Pakistan trade. 10 times earnings. Look, mates.
See ya.